What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the College Breakfast Club. It's Dara.
Yes.
And we have a special guest.
I'm Sidonia.
And our Instagram is collegebreakfastclub_. Our TikTok is College Breakfast Club Podcast. And our Cash App is Breakfast College Club, capital B, capital C, capital C. And yeah, let's get started. All
right, so today we're going to be talking about body positivity and plastic surgery and what, basically, how did that stem?
Wanting to modify your body and everything like that. So first we're going to be talking about our experiences and how we grew up in our bodies and how we felt growing up.
So me personally, growing up, I was raised in Jamaica, so I wasn't really exposed to a lot of like plastic surgery or like what social media has to offer, and far as meaning like I see a lot of like, you know, people on social media have like plastic surgery. I wasn't really exposed to that. So I grew up really comfortable with my body. I didn't want nothing to be changed, I guess. So I was just a kid. So
do you feel like that didn't really start happening until you came to America, like seeing all of that type of stuff?
Yeah, I mean, now I wouldn't say I want plastic surgery, but I see a lot of like on social media, I see a lot of people that have like surgeries and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'd be like, okay, like, you know, they body look good, but I'm still fine with my body at the end of the day.
Yeah, for me, growing up, I wasn't as comfortable in my body as I am now. But now I, like, love my body and stuff. What about you?
Yes. I agree. And I feel like part of that, like, the not being comfortable part, that's part of, like family and, like, their input. It's always, like, a thing where somebody always got something to say about you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you too skinny, you don't be eating, or you too big. I was never really big. I was always, like, kind of small, but I started getting, like, thick. And, like, people started noticing or whatever, and I started to get, like, real self-conscious about that. But it's like, now I'm thick.
Yeah. Okay, I can add on to that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, when I was younger, I mean, I really didn't care what people said, but definitely family input, because they were saying, you was a fat baby or a fat kid. But when I look back at pictures, I was not a fat. I didn't have no weight on me. So it's like, compared to now, like, I'm thick. So when I was younger, I don't know where that came from. So you gain a little bit of weight, and I feel like a lot of people would have a lot of stuff to say about that. So yeah
for me, I was just always skinny. Like, I was a really, really skinny girl, and I hated that. But now it's like I got a little weight, so it's like I love my body. I don't know.
You like Coyle Ray type skinny, or like,
bro? I used to be now bro. Yeah.
Yeah.
You the next one? Okay, so next, but I guess this is for like really me and you, yes, but like growing up and being Muslim and like covering and like struggling with our bodies and stuff.
I would say that just because we cover, people think that we don't struggle.
Like, yeah.
Like with that. Like, oh, nobody can see your body, so it don't really matter. It don't matter about the people, it matter about me.
So yeah, like, I agree. But I feel like those who do struggle with their bodies and that are Muslim, they use like their overgarments as a way to.
Yeah, I'm about to say it do definitely help though, for sure.
Yeah, but you know, I never cared, bro.
No,
but yeah.
I don't know. It's interesting to think about like using overgarments to like cover up and stuff.
It is. All right, so next, we're going to talk about, like, how influencers and, like, social media affect the way we view ourselves. I mean, well, I don't think, well, for me personally, social media really doesn't affect the way I view myself.
Because
it's like, I don't know, like, I don't want to be like nobody that's on social media, like their body or how or what they do. It's like, I'm comfortable with myself, so I don't really want to change nothing just because somebody else is doing it or it's because it's a trend or whatever.
Right.
I think that's a teenage thing, though. Just like seeing social media and being on it and letting it like warp your mind, and it affects. I think you don't think that affects you, but it probably do what you're not knowing, like subconsciously.
Yeah, I agree. And I think even though it don't like, we don't think it affects us, like it definitely affects like kids growing up. They will see like if they like iPad kids, for example, they on social media a lot. So if they see all these people with like curvy ways, like it's not realistic, to be honest. Like, you're gonna have a roller too, like but
even with Barbies, how Barbies,
yeah, did you watch a Barbie movie?
I did,
yeah.
Okay. But yeah, even with Barbies, that shit confused me when I was growing up, because I'm like, why does Barbie look like that?
Exactly. Like, it's not like, realistic.
It's supposed to be a kid toy. It's all, like, curvy and swirly.
And, like, it's not.
It got boobs. It got ass. Like, what type toy?
Right. I agree.
But yeah, I definitely think that social media affects it, especially with all the baby moms and the Real Housewives and all the other type influencer people. They call it influencers for a reason. They're influencing you.
But yeah, and then, bro, they be, like, getting their bodies done or getting, like, all these BBLs and all this stuff just for their bodies to, like, look a mess. And, like, it don't help anything. I'm not trying to body shake anybody.
No. But she got her body done. Her butt look like a tooth. It look like a diaper, a full diaper. Like,
bro, it's like they legs be, like, really, really skinny.
The butt be really, really, really big.
Big, bro. Yeah. It don't be mentioned. Or, like, some celebrities, they, like, have died from the procedures or whatever.
Like, what's DC Young Fly?
She died from it. And then.
People ain't learned from
that. Did y'all see what they did to Meatball Mom?
Her girl.
Stomach, like, bro.
It's not for us. So sad, bro.
It looks really bad. It looks really, really bad.
Okay, but that rises another question. Do you think that it's an age limit on...
I think definitely, bro.
Because she was a little older.
She is.
And then Meat was saying, I guess she, like, paid for it or whatever, and she was just saying that she wanted her mom to be comfortable on her body and all this and all that. That's why it even happened in the first place. But they were saying that her body, I think her body mass index was too high.
Mm-hmm.
But they were just so money hungry that they still just let her go anyway. And they jacked her up
really bad.
Yeah, like, I understand you wanting to be comfortable in your body, but...
It's other ways to do that, I feel like.
Yeah, it's steps and it's other ways to do it. Mm-hmm. You can't just be big and then wake up and go get surgery tomorrow. You gotta, like really? Lose.
Yeah. No, stop.
No, you gotta, like, lose some of that first before you go, like...
Yeah, people think you just go under the knife, you make a full transformation, you're looking like Tiana Taylor. That's not it.
I think heavy on body positivity. Mm-hmm. Sorry, y'all. But, I think, like, they do a lot more harm than good, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all think there's any benefits anywhere in it?
I feel like it depends. I feel like it depends. Because if you have specific surgeries that's made for, like, you know, bigger people.
Like a nose job or something.
Well, I was thinking on a different level. I was saying, like, you know, you have surgery specifically that's for, like, let's say somebody that's bigger that want to lose weight or want to get that shape. Like Dara said, it steps to that. So they're not going to go ahead and just say, oh, I'm going to get plastic surgery. You know what I mean?
They got to work out.
Exactly.
And eat right.
Exactly. And they have, like, different. I know they have, like, a gastric bypass surgery. Like, it steps to that. It's not going to just be, oh, I'm going to go get a plastic surgery and then it's gonna be all fine. And then on top of that, they don't be working out to, like, maintain the body that they got, so they just gain it on top of that. So yeah
would y'all ever get anything done?
I don't think so.
No, probably not.
Like, yeah, I wouldn't get it. Don't even gotta be like plastic surgery, just like a nose job or something. I wouldn't get nothing done though.
I would probably only get surgery if it's like a health hazard, like if I gotta get my heart stitched up or something crazy. But I'm not adding nothing. I'm not taking nothing. I don't think
I would either.
What do y'all think about the people who, like, I know they say Megan Thee Stallion, I don't know for sure.
That she began, like,
that she got
booty
surgery,
shots and stuff,
but she acted like she worked out to get her body.
I'm like, you could tell when it's, like, real and it's fake, bro.
What about the people who do that, though? Because I feel like that's, like, unhealthy to be putting out into the world. Somebody thinking they could go to the gym and get the body that you got the whole time. You laid on the table, and then you acting like, what be the purpose? I don't understand that.
And I feel like that's why it's kind of important to be, like, you cannot compare yourself to the next person. Like, you just because she got went to the surgeon, you were going to go to the same surgeon, that don't mean you're going to get the same results, I feel like, so.
Yeah, I agree.
But Nikki said, "Let the operating table still look like nah."
Don't piss me. Bro.
No, because they be leaving the table looking worse than what they came. Like, the show botched. Like, the people be looking a whole hot ass mess. Mm-hmm. You don't be thinking that's going to happen to you, but then it end up happening.
For real.
Yeah, I feel like everybody just needs to, like, love their self. Self love.
It's self-love harder. Really it's definitely harder said than done. But
it is. But I don't know. I just feel like you shouldn't change how you look. Just to, like, even if it's going to make you feel better, I just feel like you still shouldn't change how you look.
And it's been people who got plastic surgery and then later down the line they regretted it, or they wanted to reverse it. So,
but I think like that stems from like what society put into the world. Like people, like they think, oh, this is like the standards that society says, so I have to be up there to be like up to par. So that's what I think.
Yeah,
and I feel like them surgeries is really risky. Like for example, BBL, like you said, she died from that. So it's like y'all are risking y'all lives to meet the standards of society when it's really you just have to be comfortable with yourself.
Mm-hmm. Even how they be going overseas, them places be unsterile. Mm-hmm. They be charging you way more money. Whatever it costs, but they just be so unprofessional.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing. Even if I was to get something done, I'm not going.
We gonna go to Dr. Miami. Place, we ain't going to Puerto Rico.
Like, I don't know if their stuff is like clean. I don't know what they're about to put in my body.
If the
just
doctor
it's cheap,
is certified,
like, I'm not doing that, bro.
Yeah, I think somebody got like a rubber injected into them. They got infections, like all this crazy type stuff.
Yeah, it don't be that. It don't be that serious.
And I feel like if you're gonna do it, just go like do it the right way.
Yeah,
like don't try to take the cheaper way out. You know,
you take the cheap way out, you're gonna get the cheap way.
Exactly.
And so, our next question, like, what does wanting to change yourself stem from, or what do y'all think it like stems from? I think, me personally, I think it stems from like a lot of like insecurities,
mm-hmm.
like being insecure and stuff like that.
Lack of insecurity, or I guess insecurities, lack of self-love.
Yeah.
And then it's like, if nobody's telling you, you got insecurities, nobody telling you, oh, like you look so pretty, like this isn't it, you're just going to keep thinking like the opposite. Yeah. So I think people also to uplift you.
Yeah, but you can't wait on the next person to tell you that you look good. You got to tell
that
to yourself.
But if you have insecurities in yourself, mm-hmm. it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you just gotta be confident, bro. Self-love is really the best love, bro. Like, once you love yourself, you're not gonna worry what nobody else think of you or how they feel or whatever, bro.
Right.
And then also, you know, society and social media, but that's like the obvious part of that.
Mm-hmm. And I guess whoever you around, like, if I'm sure if your mom or whoever else, like, got surgery, or you gonna be like, mm-hmm. I gotta get surgery.
Yeah.
Or think that it's like normal to get that, yeah. And I feel like it is normalized too much now, like everybody going out to get surgeries. Like, even this, nothing against people who have surgeries, by the way, like, but I'm just saying, like, even lip injections and stuff like that, mm-hmm. like you can love your own lips, bro. Like,
but even with that, I be seeing people, they be getting like whatever, like the smallest amount of like lip injection you can get, they'll get it. Their lips look good, it look natural, look fine, but then they go back and get some more, and their lips looking crazy. They're like Kylie Jenner in 2016, then they getting more and more and more.
Right.
Like, you just start getting addicted
it's
to it.
It's too much.
Or even like the facelifts or whatever.
Botox.
Like how Blac Chyna, how she got.
Face fillers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't know Blac Chyna?
No, I know Ari.
And she got
him
removed.
Filler.
Yeah, then she like.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, how they be wanting to remove it or reverse it after.
But it's like, what's the point if you gonna take it out after for real?
Yeah, it's no. I guess it just be like in a moment thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just like once you start, like, you can't stop.
Yeah, no.
But yeah. Even how I feel like they made it like a thing, like with the baddie IG model thing, how it was like the Fashion Nova, how the Fashion Nova models be looking.
Mm-hmm. They always be mad small. Like, it be tiny,
real tiny.
It's like,
and then even how all of them be looking the same, everybody look like Ari, everybody got their chin shaved down to look like Thomas the Train. No shade.
no.
But like, everybody getting that same like chin, like they all like look the same, basically.
Yeah.
Everybody got a bust down middle part, you can't tell who from who,
and you can't tell the difference for real. They got the same body, like
the nose
said.
Job, the lip filler, like everybody look. What's the one Fashion Nova? I think her name Jody.
Yeah. That's what I was referring to. Uh-huh. Her waist.
Yeah,
being
they all look the same.
But you know, they be having their own insecurities too, even on top of that, and they be trying to add on like all the stuff. But
I agree.
All right. Do y'all think men struggle with body positivity? And
for sure.
With
think so. Especially like the bigger men.
Mm.
I think they struggle a lot. Cause
no, I feel like men in general though, because I feel like they gonna be like they don't have.
They never ask for help.
Yeah, men in general, but I just feel like I don't know.
The big boy.
There's nothing wrong with a big boy.
No, I don't think
real,
so either.
Especially because all the girls be like, oh, I want a skinny nigga. Mm-hmm. I want a skinny nigga. Being a fat nigga.
But
like, they be talking down.
Yes, she's speaking for me.
Yeah, I am.
She love a big boy, bro.
All right, you starting to.
Oh.
I like them a little bit. I used to be a skinny loving girl. Knew them husky niggas where it's at. I'm not going to lie.
Bro, that's what they be saying, bro. But
Yeah, I like talk men. To fat niggas, husky niggas, skinny
she love
niggas.
Them all. She yeah, love them all. Discriminate. She don't discriminate, bro. Okay.
Bro, just, I'm not going to say don't be too fat, but just be a little husky.
What?
Bro.
You just go, what?
No, I'm going to uplift you regardless, but yeah, suave.
Yeah, you say that you think that take a man have a problem, right?
I didn't say that at all.
You just said it might be a little bit insecure, right? That's not accurate. That's not an accurate statement.
It is.
Because a person is insecure is because they suffer from some form of trauma. I can guarantee you, I am a thick baby.
Yeah, you comfortable
always been a thick baby, right? Always been a thick baby. And all my girls are dime pieces.
Period.
Dime pieces. I guarantee you that. So I suffer from no insecure.
What you mean by all of them?
All of them. Count them. All of them, right?
He's married,
so, bro. So what I'm saying to you, right, that insecurity don't come because you thick or you skinny. Right.
Nobody
I seen
said
some
that.
Of the prettiest chicks out here.
Yeah, and they be coming here. Yeah, here, right?
Nobody that's
not
what
so it's not because you thick. I seen some of the thick dudes that pull some of the baddest chicks out here.
The niggas
so
I be with.
So they're not insecure. That's a mental thing. That's a mental thing.
Bro, we're not saying that, bro.
So to say, I'm here in defense of all the thick men.
We didn't say that. I said that I feel like
rewind
bigger men. We could have rewinded. Well, I'm going to tell you what I said.
I feel like I said men in general. I didn't say thick or like
skinny. I said it.
So you did say it.
Yeah,
so
but nah, I didn't say.
Not, so right, I'm here to defend all the
men
thick men.
Okay, but it is
small.
Bigger men out there that
are insecure.
Yeah, and they're not comfortable with their body because they're big.
But how do you know that?
Because they big, they're big. I feel like what she's trying to say is
he's trying to flip that.
Yes, for example, she said she used to like skinny men, right? So she's saying it from the standpoint where she likes skinny men. She likes skinny men, so like, you know, bigger people, like, they gonna look at her like, oh, she don't like me because I'm big. Like, you know what I'm trying to say? So that's what she's.
Bro, what I'm saying is that big men have insecurities, bro.
No, not all of them.
I didn't say all of them. I'm saying, but a lot of them do.
No, they don't. That's your perception, but they can
be comfortable in their skin. And I feel you, like,
there's big girls that have insecurities.
Exactly, bro.
It's both sides.
But skinny men have insecurities too.
Everybody even has insecurities, bro.
I mean, but you say thick man. I'm here in defend of all the thick men.
Okay, well, you don't have insecurities, bro.
I don't.
Okay.
I really don't.
Okay, Suave.
And I love big girls.
He's married.
I love all big girls. They my type. So to say that thick men have that insecurity, Dara, we don't.
We didn't say
I didn't
all
just
of them.
Say I that, confident. Bro. And I didn't say
I am confident that the big nation boys out there is going to be listening to y'all. And I want them to DM.
We love
and,
big
and make
men,
y'all
bro.
Comments.
It's nothing wrong with a big boy, bro.
Thank you.
It's nothing
big
wrong
man,
with
not a
big,
boy.
A big man. It's nothing wrong with a big man.
Yeah, we're here to uplift them so they can uplift us.
But how can you uplift somebody that don't need to be lift?
Bro, regardless if you got insecurities or not, you still want somebody to uplift you.
Yeah, but you can't say you here to uplift big boy. That's like making a statement. You're not here to do that. Because I don't think no woman that ain't confident herself could uplift a man.
Well, I'm confident
the only way you elevate a man is if you're willing to be elevated yourself. And to be elevated yourself, you got to be confident 100%.
Bro, I know I look
good, bro. Not 50, not 90, not none of that. 100%. The way you get out of bed... It's the way you should feel confident all the time. Not when you decorate yourself with other accessories.
Decorate yourself.
Thank you.
Anyway, and I speak for the
big
boy.
Okay.
I know I look
he's,
good.
He's speaking on behalf of the big man, bro.
Just we know we look good, and people tell us we look good. So I was like, that's how you really know, bro. That's all I got to say about that. But anyway, I feel like men struggle more because they don't know how to ask for help about or speak about what they're going through. Even when it comes to depression or anything else like that.
Yeah.
They think that they're not supposed to ask for help.
And they, like, raised to be, like, tough in a way. And not express their feelings. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And definitely. I feel like they just can't go out and change it how a female can just go out and change something. Like, if a girl, if she's feeling insecure about herself, she'll put on makeup. Mm-hmm. Men can't just say, oh, I'm ugly. I got whatever. I'm going
to
go put
it's
on makeup.
It's going to take them probably 4 years to grow some locks to look halfway good.
Just what I'm like. A nice haircut. All of that. But.
No shade.
But yeah. Oh, bro. But yeah.
But yeah, that's the truth.
But I feel like nobody should be insecure, bro. Everybody is like beautiful in their own way. Rather, yeah,
everybody. Even if you, bro, no matter how you look, just have a good personality. Because I didn't talk to people and that I didn't ugly, think, but their personality is or like really a medium nice. Ugly looking type of big boy. But he just so fun. Remember the boy from Chick-fil-A that I used to like? He was about 400 pounds. He was really big, but he had a nice smile. He was such a sweet person. It just made me like him so much.
Yeah.
Like, he was almost my 600 pound life.
Girl.
Yes.
But he was really sweet, and I liked him.
Yeah, but some big there. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to just leave that alone, bro. Can't.
We love everybody.
We don't discriminate, bro.
At all.
Alright, so next we're going to talk about, like, being addicted to, like, plastic surgeries and, like, modifications and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And we kind of touched on this earlier, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you get surgeries and all that, they don't feel satisfied in a way. Mm-hmm. So they keep going back to get more, so.
Or what do you think about people who don't get, like they get actual body modifications? Like, the man who want to look like an alien or a cat or a demon, and he got, like, the implants in his hands.
Oh, I saw a girl. That's
crazy. Or when they be having, like, the big, like, the ear gauges and stuff like that.
Okay.
I mean, to each his own, but personally.
Let me pull it up so you can see it, Dara.
Mm-hmm.
Man transforms.
Oh, my God.
Into cat.
Just type in body modification.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like straight body modification. Look.
He added like whiskers and stuff in his face.
What do you think that come from? Well, that's a different type.
I just feel like that's a different type. Like, that's crazy.
I think,
like,
that's a different type for like, sure.
I can't.
Or the one.
I mean, if that's how they feel comfortable with themselves, then I guess. But I don't know.
Y'all don't think that's like a hazard to society? Like, people going outside looking like that?
I couldn't. I can't, bro.
Bro, imagine you walking outside by yourself at night and that man, he come up 18 for directions or something like that, bro. I would probably pee on myself.
I'm going to give him the directions. I don't want him to give me. But then after that, I'm going to just, like, leave, bro.
But this is no shade to whoever got body modifications or anything.
Yeah, because some of them be looking cool. But that, what we just saw right there.
That was, like,
extreme.
Too much.
Yeah. To each his own, though.
Yeah.
If you want to get something done, bro, who are we to tell you not to get it? Go, honestly, do what you got to do, bro.
Because we love piercings. We love tattoos for sure.
So there's nothing wrong with that.
At all. Okay. Okay. This is a two-parted question. But what do y'all think that it means to feel comfortable in your own body? And do y'all think that y'all are, like, to society standards?
Me?
Everybody.
Well,
answer the first question first. Do you think that you're up to society standards?
I mean, I'm up to my own standards. It don't really matter society want, like, somebody that's shaped like a Coke bottle. It's just, like, not. I mean, like you said, it's not realistic. So I feel like I'm up to my own standards, and that's really all that matters. Mm-hmm. And it ties into the other question you asked about
feeling comfortable.
Once you're comfortable with your own body, you really don't have to worry about what society is. What standard society
puts on you?
Yeah,
but what does that mean for you to be comfortable in, like, in your own body? What does that mean for you?
Oh, not worried about, like, not worrying about what the next person is doing. Like, worrying about myself, taking care of myself. Like Dara said earlier, like we all said, self love. Like, loving myself. And yeah, that's just what that means to me.
Mm. Yeah, I agree. Do I live up to society standards?
Yeah, like, do you think you're up to society standards body wise?
Probably not. But do I care? No, because I'm comfortable with myself, so I don't really give a fuck. Ooh, I don't care what the next person thinks or whatever.
And then the second question.
And being comfortable, like she said, just loving yourself, not having a care in the world. I don't know.
Loving yourself, bro.
Yeah, that's really pretty much it. Like, I just feel like once you love yourself, you'll be all right. Like, that's it. Just
and you're confident yourself. With, like, nobody can tell you that you, like, don't look good because you know you look good.
Like, don't be, like, too cocky, but just, like,
A little bit.
A little, but not over the extreme. Yeah, like, you think you're the shit, you're not even a fucker.
Okay, be a little bit conceited, not cocky.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I agree. I agree with everything both y'all just said. And just, like, for somebody to be able to tell you, like, maybe if you get into it with a girl and she like you ugly,
You bitch, know you
now,
not.
Now I know you just hating. Exactly. That's the one thing I know you could. If you say I'm broke, saying, if you say I'm broke, or you might say I'm broke, speak on something that you could actually speak about, but you can't talk about how I look, how I carry myself,
right,
or nothing like that. And that's just really what it is for mm-hmm. me. As mm-hmm. long as I could say, bro, I get shit done, bro. As long as I could say I do what I gotta do,
right.
I don't really care.
Yeah.
All right. So we're gonna close out with any advice that you have to the people who are struggling, big boys, big girls, skinny boys, skinny girls.
Learn to love yourself. I feel
African
like.
Boys, African girls.
Learn to love yourself. I feel like if you're struggling, you can always find somebody to talk to. Not fine, but you know, learn to love yourself. Put yourself first. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And I also think y'all should surround yourself with people, like I said earlier, who's going to uplift y'all and not people that's going to put y'all down. Because right. if you got those friends that's constantly like, oh,
why you ugly
or you did it, like just that be hating or like the secret animosity.
Yeah, no.
Because when they be looking good, I tell them they look good. Good. Trust.
You're looking yeah, exotic. Sure. No. Like, you're looking pretty, pretty good, bro.
You can have my son, like. but yeah.
Yeah, I say surround yourself with people like that. Just love yourself. Put yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about what nobody else got to say, because at the end of the day, you're living for yourself. So it right. don't really matter. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Oh, and if y'all big boys out there, come to Yaz, because she love y'all. She has a thing for big boys.
I have a thing for everybody, bro.
What's your advice?
My advice, don't let social media warp how you see yourself. Don't let nobody, rapper, baby mom, no real housewife, nobody right. tell you what you should do with your body, because they be confused they damn self.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody comfortable with their self. So you just gotta learn how to love yourself first, starting from when you young.
Yeah,
definitely
stop comparing yourself
like,
too.
Yeah, I do feel like a lot of it start within a household. Mm-hmm. Like how you were like growing up and stuff, or mm-hmm. what your parents might have said to you, your siblings or somebody in your family. Like just
yeah,
like,
definitely it always starts.
You start to believe
start
it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just I just feel like fuck what everybody else got to say, bro. That's what for I feel, bro.
No, for real.
Just fuck it.
If you want to dye your hair red and look like a cherry, do that, bro. If you want to be big and look like a plum, do that, bro.
Do that. It's just like it's your life. Do what
be
you want to do.
And look like a plum, got it, bro.
But right. I think that's all we got for today. We're going to close this episode out with the College Breakfast Club.
And that's a wrap.